The value proposition is the heart of everything you do to sell and scale up. It's the first hugely important stage, which you need to get absolutely right. The value proposition can be quite a technical area of sales, and many books have been written on this topic. But I'm going to try to keep it nice and easy for you. By the time you've completed this chapter, you'll know how to build and refine your proposition in a practical, relevant way, so you're absolutely clear on what value you can bring to your potential clients. To be able to sell your product effectively, you'll need to spend some quality time on this critical area. It's really about developing your ability to articulate confidently, in a relaxed, non-salesy way, why people should buy your product. Product reality check. Is it good enough to sell? It's important to mention that you do need to have a decent product in order to put together a strong value proposition. Your product does not have to be the next Pokemon Go, but as this book is focused on helping you scale up rather than start up, we'll assume you already have a strong, solid product. If you're not making many sales with your current product, despite having tried for some time, a revised proposition may help you, but it might also be time to look for a new product. There is no disgrace in that. Our first product was only a springboard and not the one that enabled us to scale up and sell our business. Now for a quick product reality check. I believe you must meet these three criteria to have a chance of scale-up success. Number one, have a product which has the potential to deliver significant value to your target customers, to address their pain points and needs. Number two, be passionate about your product and the difference it makes. You can have multiple products as long as they support the main product, but if you have a small sales team, multiple products can complicate the message and dilute the focus. Number three, have a product that can be sold and delivered consistently without customization. A bespoke product will undermine your sales activity because you'll be so busy customizing that you'll be distracted from your focus on sales, which in turn will hamper your potential to scale up. So, you passionately believe you have a good product and there appears to be a need for it, or at least evidence that people want to buy it, but sales growth is probably slower than you had hoped for. How do you make your proposition more compelling so that it grabs people's attention every time they see it or every time you say it? World-class propositions from world-class companies. What makes a great proposition? I think it's worth taking a quick look at some examples of how great companies communicate their propositions. It's unlikely a company will become one of the world's best without an exceptional proposition. These are three of my favorite tech businesses, and it's no coincidence that I love their propositions too. Apple. I've always been a fan of Apple, and whether you're a fan or not, it seems to me their philosophy has stayed true to Steve Jobs' original vision. He said, "Everything we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. We believe in thinking differently. The way we challenge the status quo is by making our products beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly." Dropbox. Technology company Dropbox dedicates itself to producing simple, powerful products for people and businesses. When I read about the founder, Drew Houston, I was impressed by the fact that he appears to be a man on a mission, but he had to battle hard for quite some time to get people to believe in his technology. He also seems to be a man with soul who genuinely wants to make a difference. He said, "We create products that are easy to use and are built on trust. When people put their files on Dropbox, they can trust they're secure and their data is their own. Our users' privacy has always been our priority, and it always will be." I'm writing this book storing my files on Dropbox, and my positive customer experience matches their proposition, which shows they have got it spot on.